I'm your host, Tom Wilmer. Come along and join me for a visit with Joe Rudemiller, Vice President, Marketing and Communications with 3CDC, Cincinnati Center City Development Corporation. 3CDC is a real estate development and finance organization focused on strategically revitalizing Cincinnati's urban core in partnership with the city and the corporate community. 3CDC's work is specifically focused on the Central Business District and the Over the Rhine neighborhood and has already completed nearly 100 different development projects. Central to 3CDC's mission is reimagining key civic spaces, adding market rate and affordable housing to the urban core, and creating vibrant density through mixed-use residential and office projects that support local small businesses. Come along and join Joe Rudemiller to discover the rest of the story of 3CDC's mission and Cincinnati's urban core renaissance.
Hi, my name is Joe Rudemiller. I'm Vice President of Marketing and Communications for 3CDC.
In the city of
Cincinnati. Yeah, 3CDC is actually an acronym, Cincinnati Center City Development Corporation.
Wow. Very, very cool.
Yeah.
So what's your range of power and control and operation?
So we're actually a nonprofit real estate developer here in downtown Cincinnati. That was how we started when we were formed in 2004. But we've really grown and evolved as an organization.
What was missing?
From day one, the mission has been to strategically revitalize downtown Cincinnati, the urban core. So our central business district and Over the Rhine had fallen on really hard times. And Over the Rhine, particularly, we have this great collection of historic Italian architecture. And that was falling into disrepair. There was a lot of crime, a lot of vacancy. And so the organization was formed to breathe new life into that neighborhood as well as the central business district.
And from what I understand, that was primarily German, first generation.
Yeah, absolutely.
In what period of time did they start building up there?
So that was in the 1800s, and actually the name Over the Rhine came about because Central Parkway is a street that separates our central business district from the neighborhood. It was a canal when the city was formed, and because there was this collection of German folks in that area, people in downtown would say you were going over the Rhine, crossing the Rhine to that enclave.
So the heyday, I noticed on the sides of some of the buildings, 1880s, 1890s.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that was kind of its...
It was, yeah, in the middle 1800s is when all those buildings were primarily built.
That's really cool.
Absolutely. I think the neighborhood is a true gem. It's unique. And like I said, it's, I think, the largest collection of that Italian architecture. So
in America, right?
Yeah. Savannah makes a case, but I would argue that it's right here in Cincinnati and Over the Rhine.
Isn't that cool? Because it turns out to be a true architectural neighborhood treasure that was almost a no-go area 20, 30 years ago.
It's gone through a lot of changes over time. But yeah, when we first started our work about 20 years ago, I mentioned it really had fallen on hard times and filled with a lot of vacancy. We were able to convert a lot of those old buildings back into their original use. So we have folks living on the upper floors, and then we fill those street level spaces with local businesses, restaurants, retailers.
So it's a classic live work neighborhood to a point?
Absolutely, yeah.
It has a vitality night and day.
Absolutely. It's a strong neighborhood and residential population. We do have some office spaces there, but a ton of small businesses, and those are primarily all locally owned, and that's very intentional. When we started our work redeveloping Over the Rhine, we didn't want it to be kind of anywhere America. We wanted it to have that unique feel, and so we're very fortunate to have so many incredible creative entrepreneurs here in Cincinnati, and they fill those commercial spaces and really create a unique vibe here.
And so even the restaurants, they are mostly ma and pa, locally owned. They're not corporate flag.
Yeah, with the exception of only one space I can think of, they are all locally owned and Over the Rhine. Yep.
And what's really cool about that, it's almost like going to a different Cincinnati, a little pocket neighborhood.
Yeah, you know, Cincinnati is made up of 52 neighborhoods. I think they all have their own unique vibe and characteristics, but I think Over the Rhine gives off almost kind of a European feel, very walkable. There's a lot of energy on the streets. Actually, coming out of the pandemic, we added some streetery, some outdoor dining. And so those are really a beautification element because they're these great plantings that really make the built environment look really fantastic. But also then you have people dining out on the streets and just adding to that energy.
That COVID era never went away as far as...
There was a lot of bad that came from COVID, but some positives were we now have this great feel out on the streets.
Yeah.
And so we've taken over what used to be some parking spaces and repurposed those, made it a little bit more pedestrian friendly, and added that vibrancy.
That's really cool. So a little bit more about your mission, what you focus on.
Our mission is to strategically revitalize the urban core, and so we do that in a number of ways. I mentioned Over the Rhine, but one of the other key characteristics of our downtown is we want to create and manage great civic spaces. So Fountain Square, it's the heart of our downtown. It's our primary gathering space. Our first project when we performed was to breathe new life into that. We renovated that. It was about a $49 million effort. And then we program it daily and manage the space and make sure that there are people and positive activity happening in that space.
Talk for just a quick moment about the fountain, the statue.
So cool. Yeah, the Tyler Davidson Fountain. That was a gift from Henry Probasco in 1873. So it just celebrated its 150th anniversary on Fountain Square. Again, has kind of a very European feel, but it's on the square. It's a beautiful piece of art, and it's also something that's very recognizable and something that Cincinnatians take pride in.
Wintertime. Ice skating?
Absolutely. Fountain Square is the place to be. We program it daily, pretty much 365 days a year. When the wintertime comes around, we put an ice rink up. It's a great spot. The day after Thanksgiving, we have an event called Light Up the Square, where there's a fireworks display. We get about 25,000 people down here. And then throughout the winter, we have great events on the programming side of our business. We have something called Downtown Dazzle, where Santa rappels off a building every Saturday. So a lot of really fun, family-friendly events, and there's always something happening down there. So anybody who's in downtown, that's the first place I recommend they go. It's kind of a jumping off point and the center of really kind of a unique district where there's a collection, again, of locally owned businesses in this kind of tight geographic area surrounding it.
How about corporate office spaces downtown?
Yeah, we have a number of those too, I think.
But we've been going through a whole reinvention of office spaces.
Absolutely.
And in some cases, repurposing. Are you doing that?
Yeah, well, I would say in terms of 3CDC's history, we have a strong corporate community here in Cincinnati, and that's really who helped form us along with the mayor at the time. But recently, we've been repurposing some old department stores. We have had a change in how people are utilizing downtown, and so the old Macy's, we've reconverted that into 150,000 square feet of Class A office space just down the street from that. The former Saks Fifth Avenue, we're actually just announced today that we have a lease with Paycor, Human Capital Management Company. So we're building these nice Class A office spaces. People really want to be in the heart of the urban core and have their employees down here because of all the great amenities. And so we're trying to meet that need with these developments.
It's really interesting. So you really don't have the old Macy's iteration of the massive downtown department store anymore.
We did, and unfortunately, you know, things have changed over time, and
but
so
that's really across the country.
It is, yeah. And I think one thing that we've been able to do is take advantage and repurpose those into great alternative uses with the office space, and then filling again those street level commercial spaces with entertainment options, with really high elevated restaurant and bar concepts, reasons for people to come downtown.
I noticed walking around Over the Rhine this morning that a lot of the storefront are ma and pa, little neighborhood shops.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Absolutely. We have a great collection, again, of very creative entrepreneurs. And so we try to tell people that instead of going to the mall, you could come down to the Over the Rhine, and we have a great shopping district down there. Or if you want to grab a bite to eat, there are just fantastic James Beard-nominated restaurants operating in these spaces. And then getting back to the programming piece, we have great civic spaces. So you can go to Washington Park and catch a show, walk across the street, have a fantastic meal. There's really something for everybody to do in that neighborhood.
And is your group involved in the reinvention of the Civic Center.
Yeah, so one of the big focuses for our organization, as well as the City of Cincinnati, Hamilton County, and a number of civic organizations, is taking a look at our convention district. The southwest corner of our downtown has kind of become a little sleepy area, and so we're currently undergoing a $200 million renovation of the convention center, modernizing that, making the facade, really opening it up and bringing in some natural light and a lot of glass, and then also building a state-of-the-art headquarters hotel that will pair with the convention center. That's about a $500 million investment. So collectively investing $700 million as a community to try to reinvent that space and really set us apart from our peer cities. I think one of the interesting things about our convention center is its location and proximity to all these amenities that we've been talking about. That really sets us apart, and so we're trying to lean into that and take advantage of that.
Surrounding the neighborhood around the Cincinnati Reds Stadium and then the nearby soccer stadium. Yep. Are you involved in rebirthing those areas?
We're not involved other than to cheer them on when they're succeeding and to support them when they're having times that are down.
But in the neighborhood surrounding.
Yeah, so I think one of the unique things about the geography of Cincinnati is it is such a walkable neighborhood. You can come down and catch a ball game at Great American Ballpark, walk right up to Fountain Square, and then you're to over the Rhine, all within about a 10-minute walk. And so we feel like that is a true asset, and that proximity really sets us apart from a lot of our peer cities.
So Cincinnati, the urban core, is truly a car-free, walkable place.
Yeah, absolutely. We are one of the most walkable downtowns by walk score in the country. And I think it is that density. We're really tight and compact, and we have a lot to offer within that small geographic footprint.
And then your public transit, I notice, like right out front right now, there's a Metro
bus. Yep, we have Metro buses. We have the streetcar, which switched to fare free a couple years ago. And again, that's a great amenity for someone who's down here who can start at the Banks, which is the area around the stadiums, and take that all the way up to Finley Market, the oldest market, or one of the oldest market houses in the state of Ohio.
Wow. Yeah. So how long does the transit, how many miles does it go?
I believe it's a 4.8-mile loop. It takes about 15 minutes for you to take it from the Banks up to Finley Market.
So it'd be a great little tour, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Okay. I think it's a way for visitors to the city to really experience all these different neighborhoods and stop and get off and kind of see what makes each neighborhood unique as they're riding around.
Okay, cool things you're most proud of that we haven't touched on yet that you want to share.
I think one of the coolest things that we've done, honestly, is the renovation of Ziegler Park. It's a park on the east side of Over the Rhine, nestled between another neighborhood, Pendleton, but it's a community park, and we have something there called the Everybody In program, where we give free swim lessons, free swim team for neighborhood youth. We do a low-cost summer camp, and it is really, I feel like, a great opportunity to bring the community together. It's the only deep water pool in the neighborhood, and it's, I feel like, something that people really congregate around and celebrate.
Anything else that you want to share before we go?
I just can't say enough good things about Cincinnati. Lifelong Cincinnatian here and never considered leaving. I think it is in a spot where people who have left, however, come back and visit and they're like, wow, this is like totally different than what I remember it. It is a common thing that we hear. That's very exciting to me. And so we love seeing the people who have been here and are lifelong Cincinnatians. We also love seeing the boomerangs, and we love when people come to visit and see everything that we have to offer.
That's so cool. To learn more about your world, where would you take us?
You could go to 3cdc.org. And my name is Joe Rudemiller with 3CDC.
Awesome, Joe. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm your host, Tom Wilmer, reporting from Cincinnati, Ohio. We'll see you here.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, iTunes, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
This is Roseanne Cash, and I'm sitting here with Tom Wilmer. Please support your local NPR station.
I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. If I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So yes, please support your local NPR station.